Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Ramel Lindsay, who is Group Product Executive for U.S. Bank on the corporate card side. Hi, Ramel. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, and thank you.
So I thought we could chat for just a few minutes about something that U.S. Bank launched recently, and it relates to an innovation on the fleet product side, something called Virtual Pay. Tell us what that is.
Sure. So Virtual Pay entails a cardless solution that would allow a fleet to be able to fuel at locations where we normally would not have acceptance with our U.S. Bank Voyager fleet card product.
So how does that work?
So the way it works is if you imagine someone going to a fueling location or to a maintenance location, if the U.S. Bank Voyager fleet card doesn't work at that location or is not accepted at that location, the attendant can call in and retrieve a virtual single-use account, and that account number then can be used for that transaction. So it is one-time use, which provides a great deal of security surrounding that transaction. And we then are able to take that transaction and pair that up with the standard Voyager data transaction. So if you could imagine, you have a MasterCard fleet transaction by way of that single-use account, the cardless solution. And we have a portal where we can pull together the information where you have a MasterCard transaction along with a standard Voyager transaction, so the customer can view and be able to see reporting on both types of transactions all in one place.
So the facility that would be accepting this virtual card would have to accept MasterCard transactions, is that right?
Correct.
And so you're riding their rails. So what is the particular pain point that you were solving for when you designed this virtual product?
Well, acceptance in rural areas and trying to once again allow that customer to use effectively one portal or place to be able to view all of their transactional data. So our U.S. Bank Voyager fleet card has great acceptance throughout the U.S., over 230,000 locations, which is fuel and maintenance. But there are some rural areas that do not accept the U.S. Bank Voyager fleet card. So if you're in, you know, the middle of, you know, rural Texas or some other areas like that where we may not have acceptance with the U.S. Bank Voyager fleet card, the MasterCard fleet product is accepted anywhere MasterCard is accepted.
Gotcha.
So we broaden the acceptance, and we're able to provide all of the data in one place for that customer.
Does the fleet operator have to have this set up in advance, or is this something that can just happen on the fly?
It can just happen on the fly. There's no need to set up anything in advance from an equipment standpoint of view.
So I know one of the things that you mentioned in the announcement about this was the importance of the data assets and obviously being able to capture a lot of data about these transactions, what I would imagine be very important. But elaborate a little bit on what the data capture aspect of this means to the overall fleet operator that is interested in being able to serve the driver as well as serve their own needs from a data standpoint.
Sure. So if you think about the U.S. Bank Voyager fleet card, the 230,000 plus locations where we have acceptance, those locations are sending in level 3 data. So we're able to capture that type of data on that U.S. Bank Voyager fleet product. When you have a location that does not accept the U.S. Bank Voyager fleet card product, you are not able to capture that kind of data with a standard MasterCard or a standard consumer card offering, for example. So if you use your personal card, or if you were to use a P card or a standard corporate card, those types of cards do not prompt for nor process the level 3 data. This product, with that virtual single-use account solution, is a MasterCard fleet card product in the background, if you will. So it's riding the MasterCard fleet card rails, which will prompt and allow for the level 3 data to be passed. And that's important, once again, because when you look at our portal that we allow our customers to view and provide reporting and to do account maintenance and management of their account, they will have level 3 data from a U.S. Bank Voyager fleet card transaction, and then also level 3 data from a single-use account solution by way of MasterCard Fleet. So they're able to get the level 3 data regardless of where they're fueling or where they're getting maintenance, even though we don't have acceptance by way of the U.S. Bank Voyager fleet card product. So it fills a gap for us without reducing the data that we capture and also the ability for that customer to view the data in one place.
Gotcha. Now, is this available now?
Yes, we're in pilot right now.
And I would imagine you're planning rollout in the not-too-distant future?
Yes, later this year. So we plan to pilot. We've got a very large entity that is looking to pilot this for a period of time, and then we'll take some learnings from that and look to launch this more broadly in the marketplace.
Well, it certainly sounds very interesting, and it certainly offers the convenience for the driver without sacrificing any of the important data assets, which obviously in this environment become very critical to the overall fleet management responsibility. So I really appreciate that you took a few minutes to give us the lay of the land with respect to the virtual pay product, and we look forward to catching up with you as this product rolls out and you have other interesting use cases to share with us. So thanks again for joining me.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the time.